Backseat Quickies, episode 52, Brave. Bow chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, bow chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, 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 wow. Hey, this is Backseat Quickies. I'm Scott.
And I'm Sam.
And we're talking about Brave, which we're going to spoil the hell out of because, well, the previews haven't shown more than 20 minutes, and there's kind of this big thing that happens after that 20 minutes. So we have a young Scottish princess who rejects all feminineness in favor of acting like an angry Scotsman like her dad, does not want to get married to any of the lords, the neighboring lords' sons, because they're all weird and goofy.
I don't blame her.
And decides to change her fate by changing her mom. And because she goes to a standard-issue eccentric witch, vaguely worded wishes don't work out. So her mom turns into a bear. Yeah, her mom is a bear for most of the movie. And so in order to get her mom to be not a bear anymore, she has to run around trying to fix it based on a very vague metaphor that the witch left for her. And that's pretty much the movie. You have the men, you know, all these lords and their sons and their assorted retinues playing buffoons to this mother-daughter reconciliation story, which is a first for Pixar, because most of their movies, they're about fatherhood. I have a theory. I'll elaborate later. But Sam, what did you think of the plot?
I really liked the plot. I thought it was really well told. I mean, yes, it's very different and a little kind of one note, but I was perfectly okay with the fact that it was a mother-daughter bond and the fact that a lot of girls, yeah, they're going to fight with their moms over stuff like that. There's nothing worse than being told, your boyfriend sucks or you're not being girly enough. So I kind of could relate to a lot of what Merida was feeling, and I think a lot of girls can. Plus, there's nothing more better than an awesome, badass little Scotch girl who has no desire to be like all the other little Scotch girls, which I appreciate being Scottish myself. There's something about being, you know, completely douchey to your mom because you just don't want to be a part of something. And I love the fact that all the men in the story were awful Scottish stereotypes, especially her dad. I mean, her dad hates bears, and guess what happened to her mom? She became a bear.
Yeah, there's also kind of a subplot involving the former king of the realm many ages ago also getting turned into a bear by the same witch with the same vaguely worded wish. And he's like crazy badass and is trying to kill people, and he gets a Disney villain death. But it's kind of the most direct of that indirect form of murder. And it's kind of cool to watch. But animation-wise, Pixar upgraded their software and upgraded their hardware for this movie. It shows. Backgrounds look amazing. Hair and cloth are out of this world. And I think the character designs are wonderful for everything.
I kind of agree with Scott here. I mean, everything just looked so breathtaking. You could tell they actually went and did their research to make sure that Scotland looked appropriate. I mean, it's a beautiful country. And the way that the characters looked, I mean, this is so much better compared to what we saw in, like, Toy Story 3. I mean, and let's just compare it back to the original Toy Story where the people looked a little weird. Everything was just really spot on. And, oh my goodness, the music was so beautiful. Like, it had the perfect Celtic feel to it. Everything just was so perfectly packaged. I couldn't get over just how much fun I was having just staring at the scenery and listening to the music and listening to the way that the characters evoked their emotions. Like, everything was just so perfect in that regard.
Yeah, the performances in this movie are, like, spot on. Like, they're really great, just carrying through so much feeling and all in really great Scottish accents. I mean, they scoured the aisles for voice actors and then got them all to imitate their grandparents because that's how thick the accent work is.
Well, and one thing I loved about this movie was the relationship between Merida and her mom, especially when Merida's mother was turned into a bear. And all you see is the scene where all the Scottish men are, you know, they're having a gay old time. And Merida comes out to give a speech about how, you know, she wants to fix the clans. And all you see is her mom doing pantomiming in the background as a bear. And every time they looked over, she'd make the bear face. It's just so perfect. Like, you couldn't help but laugh. And there's a lot of really genuine moments in this movie, both genuinely funny and really touching. Like, this is a movie that if you have a daughter, for the love of God, take her, because she will appreciate every moment of it.
I should also say that the character animations for Bear Mom are great, because you have this bear, this huge black bear, trying to act very dainty and like a proper lady. And it's hilarious. Like, it's trying to eat a salmon with a knife and a fork, and it's like, you're a bear! And wearing a little crown.
The crown was just adorable.
Yeah. There's a lot of humor in that, and then you add the humor that is the Nine Stooges of the lords and their sons and their assorted retinues, and the kit and the triplets just running around being crazy. And it's just a really fun movie.
I love those triplets. They were like hell on wheels. And you gotta love the fact that Merida describes them at the very beginning of the movie as just, they get away with murder. And it's true. You watch what they do. I mean, they get turned into little bears themselves because they have a dessert problem. Something that the Scottish, I don't know how well known they are for dessert issues. Except for maybe that Scottish person I know.
The question is this as good up to Pixar's usual standard? Not quite. Pixar's standard is amazing. This movie's pretty darn good. That happens sometimes, guys. Still fun, still worth watching.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, when we look at the Pixar standard, everybody claims, you know, Up and Toy Story 3 are kind of the big two right now that just did everything so perfectly. And I agree with Scott that this is a very good movie. And where it does lack is in its plot. Its plot is not as fine woven as it probably could have been. It's a little too linear, too straightforward. The subplot for me personally just was unnecessary, but that's just me. I would still highly recommend this movie to anybody who still enjoys Pixar movies because it still is a lot of fun. See you later.
Oh my God, it's the Backseat Producers.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. To offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside on upcoming superhero movies.
Scott, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Why?
Because there is another movie that we must discuss.
Oh, what's that?
Man of Steel.
Oh, Man of Steel. Okay.
Wait, for someone to say that.
Here's my thoughts on Man of Steel. It's Zack Snyder directing Kryptonian on Kryptonian violence. And as much as I'm annoyed that they're recycling a Superman villain we've already seen on screen, and that there are plenty of Superman villains we could talk about.
But he was the best Superman villain.
This is going to be the best Dragon Ball Z movie ever.
I have no frame of reference for Dragon Ball Z.
Please check our website at sbo.com.